strong toxic brother looking at the stuff from yesterday. All the drama, all the strategy and silliness from CO to HOH. Every single season, you know he is the reason. You know what's happening. Rob said that he could do it. Tomorrow he will do it again.
Hello, everyone, and good morning. Welcome to our live feed update for June 29th. I'm your host, Aaron Armstrong, and today I am here to update you on everything that happened yesterday on the Big Brother 21 live feeds. As I mentioned yesterday, Liana is back, but not today. Not quite yet. She's still traveling. She's out and about, but she will be back. But I'm here by myself today to give you the update on what happened yesterday. It was day 10 in the Big Brother 21 house. And I want you to hold on to your seats here or your feet if you're standing, or maybe your bed if you're lying down. I don't know how many other options there are, but this is going to be a rocky update here. It was a bit of a day that we had going on. So let's get into this. Obviously, as any regular updater knows, when I'm alone, when I'm by myself here, I like to hang out with the people in the chat. So if you want to join me live here on YouTube and go into the chat, then you can ask me some questions along the way. I'll be, you are my co-host for the day. So we have some fun there. All right. So let's get into this. Because this was, oh, man. Like I said, a bit of a day here. All right. So we started the day with Cliff. And I'm hoping that this becomes kind of a regular thing because I really enjoy Cliff. He wakes up earlier than everyone else. He goes to the boat room and he's just having like a full-on conversation with the cameras. It's a long one, but he talks about a lot of different things. In particular, he says that that he is doing the best that he can in the game here. That he is telling people what they want to hear. He's doing everything that he can to integrate himself and to get some kind of solid footing, but it's hard. He says that this house, it's not the same as the last few that he's watched. That it doesn't seem to have really broken up into separate groups. There's just kind of one big clique and he's not really a part of it. So he's doing everything that he can to integrate himself. But as I said, it's difficult stuff. And in particular, he mentions Ovi. He says that he loves the guy. He does. He loves Ovi. He likes him, but he has found himself in a position where other people are making fun of Ovi, and he's just been like, I've just been laughing along, and I hate it. I hate it. I feel like they're bullying him, and I feel like I'm condoning that. Like I'm a part of this, because I need to separate myself from him because he is, such a pariah in the house. And I don't like that, but logically it feels like the right thing to do in the game. And so ultimately what he's telling the cameras is that, like, I really don't want to do that anymore. I don't want to fall into that trap. You know, I do need to continue to separate myself from Ovi in order to get in with some people, but I don't want to contribute toward what I see as bullying if I can help it. And hopefully, you know, you guys don't look back at this and call me a hypocrite because I end up doing it, but I really don't want to, is what he's saying. I feel like this guy, he's a good hearted guy. He's doing his best here. And he's one of the only people to even really recognize that this is happening with Ovi. And I really hope, really hope that that Ovi or even Cliff or somebody can win the next HOH and just kind of shake this up so that we can. I really would just like Ovi to win the next HOH, because people just need to stop looking at him like he's worthless. He's a person with power in the game. All right. So he says that he hopes people are liking the season so far. He says he hopes it's not boring. He's trying. He's doing his best, guys. He doesn't want this to be his whole game. He would love to start making some moves, but he needs to get some traction first before he's able to really do that. He says that him and Kat have kind of come to the conclusion that the first eviction is going to be on Wednesday, when most of the house is thinking that it's actually going to be on Sunday. And that he in particular does not want the rest of the house to really know that, because they are so convinced that it's going to be on Sunday that, he feels like it's, kind of keeping them off their game in some respects. And also, if they feel like there's even more time, that that it will sort of shake their perception of what's going on if they realize that the eviction is actually on Wednesday. And as of right now, he feels very safe. He does trust that Sam is going to use the veto on him, so he's hoping that nothing changes because they find out the eviction is a little bit later. Mostly he's it's still unreal that he's even there. He feels like, I can't believe, I'm in this room right now. It's the boat room, but, they had the fortune teller in here. They've had workout equipment in here before, and now it's just another room for me, and I'm just in here. And isn't that crazy? Isn't that wild? And he also tells his family to go outside. He's like, you guys have probably gotten to know the delivery men all really well, because you've been staying inside watching the feeds. You should get outside. Outside is good for you. Great stuff from Cliff here. So we then got Cliff talking to Christy. They talked about the veto and how Sam is probably going to be using it on him. And so that's all good. Christy also talks about Jack. And so this is one of the major storylines throughout the day here, is that I mentioned yesterday that Christy had a conversation with Jackson about her relationship with Jack and how they are kind of linked together. And Christy does not like that. She then had a conversation with Jack later in the night where she was like, I'm not sure about this backdoor Kemi plan. And he was like, Kemi has to go, and did not really hear what she was saying or listen to her in any meaningful way. And so the combination of those two things really sent her down a path today, the day that I'm talking about, where she is very anti-Jack, very anti-Jack, very not in the mood for what Jack has to say. And so she starts off the day talking with Christy and saying that, talking with Cliff and saying that, I'm not linked up with Jack. I recognize that this guy is dangerous and that, he's playing better than me. I don't want to have somebody playing better than me. I recognize what this guy is doing. Cliff is like, yeah, sure. Yeah. I just don't want to say anything incriminating here. So that starts off there. Kat is then going to have a conversation with Christy. Kat lets Christy know that the eviction is going to be on Wednesday, that she's sort of guessed that from the diary room sessions that she's been doing. And Kat is like, yeah. Seriously? Christy is like, seriously? I want to stop being HOH already. Can we get rid of this? Can we get a move on here? Really? 2 weeks? She's not happy. She's going to move on here. Kat is going to talk to Holly. And again, as I mentioned before, Kat has been very anti-Bella. Very anti Bella. She does not like how close Jackson has been with Bella, and she has been kind of like, hey, I want to go after Bella. Bella's my target. She's dangerous. And Kat, for all that she's been doing in the game, which is mostly walking into room saying, are you conspiring against me? Actually manages to flip Holly here. Now, I don't know how much credit I want to give Kat and how much credit I want to give Holly based on what happens throughout the rest of the day. But it definitely starts with Kat. And she does manage to get Holly on board with her on the anti-Bella train, saying that, you know, Bella, she's dangerous. She is going to work against us. You know, Bella was talking to me about Jack and Jackson, saying that they have a final two and that there are other deals within this, you know, within this eight or whatever. And Holly is like, wow, yeah, you know, you're right. It kind of seems like Kemi is taking the fall for Bella. That's what it kind of seems like. And Holly is now like ready to go against Bella here. So Christy is going to talk with Sam about the fact that he's going to use the veto. And they talk about what they're going to say during the ceremony. They mostly just fall onto like, hey, we're going to keep it vague. We're not going to let Kemi know that she's like the backdoor target. We're going to mostly just keep the focus on the fact that like, oh, the veto was used. And so we got to put someone up. And sorry, Kemi, it's going to be you, but I'm not necessarily targeting you. So they're going to try and keep it as vague as possible. And it's right around this time that I'm like, okay, like all of the pieces here are in place for a flip, because I've been saying for the last 2 days that it's completely in Bella's best interest to keep Kemi around, because Kemi likes Bella. They have a connection. They, you know, she's really one of Kemi's only connections in the house. Kemi is a number for Bella. And the same is true for Nick. You know, Nick seems to like Kemi, and he's obviously very close with Bella, whereas Kat is coming after Bella and is not as fond of Nick as Kemi might be. And so, you know, Nick and Bella kind of have incentive to keep Kemi around. Christy has never been super fond of the idea of taking out Kemi, and has wanted to get rid of Kat in the past. And so if they are able to sway Christy and, you know, get Tommy on board and Sam, like there's an avalanche that can kind of start rolling down the hill. And there's definitely an opportunity here to keep Kemi over Kat, especially given how paranoid and crazy Kat can sometimes be when she is freaking out. So the pieces are there, and they're going to quickly start to accumulate even throughout today. But it actually might be too quick, which we'll talk about. So let's keep moving forward here. Christy is going to give Kat the heads up, like, hey, just so you know, during the veto ceremony, I might not make it clear that Kemi is the target, but just so you know, she is the target. I'm just might not say that like super publicly at the time. Just don't want to freak anyone out. And, you know, so of course, Kat's going to love that. She's like, I promise I won't freak out. Yeah. So Christy and Tommy have a conversation. This is a sort of a debrief here. Christy lets Tommy know about her feelings about Jack and how she feels like he's trying to manipulate her. He's just so good at this game. He has everyone. He has a plan. You know, he's so pretty, and he gets everyone to like him. And, you know, he came up to me the other day, and he was just like, trying to be like, hey, center yourself. And I was like, hey, don't you use my move on me. You've known me for 10 days. Like, she is just like very, very, I want to make this very clear, very anti-Jack. She is like, I am not going to let this guy run my game. He's not going to play better than me. No way. No, sir. No. And Tommy's like, great, I hear you. Fantastic. Good to know. You know, we want to make sure that we understand this. We do. But you don't want to let Jack know that you know this. We don't want to rock the boat. We want to keep things nice and calm. Keep him as a big target in front of us. Because look, you keep saying he's great at the game, but if people are already on to Jack, people are already talking about Jack, people saying Jack's name a bunch of times, he's not that good at the game. In fact, he's probably pretty bad at the game. And that's great for us because we can keep him. Again, he's this big hulking guy. He's a great target in front of us, but we need to make sure that he doesn't turn on us. We need to make sure that he still thinks that we're as loyal as he thinks we are. And Christy's like, yeah, sure. But I don't want to have to, like, you know, suck up to him or anything. She's not really hearing Tommy. It becomes clear to me, especially like as the day moves forward, that that Tommy is really like the brains of the operation here. And I think that Christy has been doing all right in the game, but I wonder how she would be doing without Tommy's calming influence. Because she is a little bit, she has a tendency to really just play by the seat of her pants, kind of like she's so anti-Jack all day, and then we're gonna get to the end of the day, and it's gonna like completely flip around, as we'll find out. So they talk about that. Tommy's like, okay, this is great, but we do want to, you know, keep things under wraps, you know, kind of keep things calm. And she's like, okay. But I don't want to have to suck up. And he's like, yeah, it's not about sucking up. It's just about, like, you know, keeping him in the loop, and she's like, I don't want to have to like hide things. And he's like, it's not about hiding things. It's just about, like, you know, you be very open with him like you normally would, and just exclude the part where you don't trust him. And Christy's like, okay, I gotcha. I feel like maybe I'll talk to him about maybe like separating, because I don't want to be associated with him. I don't want to be targeted because of him. Maybe we'll talk about like, hey, we can't be associated with each other. We need to separate a little bit. Maybe that's what we can do. And he's like, oh yeah, that's great. That's what we can do. We can do that. So that they sort of leave it on that. Then Christy is going to start talking about, they both start talking about like the position that they're in and how they feel good about this position. That they both know each other from the outside, and they are, you know, like really keeping that under wraps and really having a good sort of position in the house of, you know, he's got some people over here. He's had got good relationships with the other side. She's very entrenched within the eight. He says, yeah, I mean, I need to make sure I'm, you know, socializing more with the eight as well, like with our people. And she's like, yeah, that's a good idea. Tommy mentions that he actually has been doing something which he mentioned in the preseason interviews, which is last night he intentionally got into it a little bit with Ovi, that you know, Ovi was hiding cookies and he was like kind of poking fun at him for hiding cookies, and because that was sort of a legitimate issue for Ovi because people were actually making fun of him for that, Ovi kind of got upset about it and he intentionally kind of blew that up into something bigger, and eventually afterwards had to apologize, but kind of did that on purpose to show people like, hey, I'm not good with everyone. I am not, you know, the person that you start talking about to say, oh, well, nobody's going after Tommy. Nobody says Tommy's name. He wants people to know that he gets into fights with people. And of course, poor Ovi is the one that is the easiest to do that with because he is the least dangerous and has the most amount of enemies. So I actually love the play from Tommy, even though I do not like that poor Ovi is, of course, yet again put in a position where, like, even one of the nicest and most the kindest people in the house is unfortunately, again, like, people like Cliff and Tommy are unable to really, like, give the support to Ovi that he needs because of the position that Ovi is in the game. So it's unfortunate. It's unfortunate. Ovi, by the way, he's going to make a little bit of progress, actually, especially with the women, that they're going to start feeling like a little bit better about Ovi. They said, oh, Ovi was good today, which even just that is, like, super obnoxious. Like, it's so condescending. Oh, Ovi behaved well today. Like he's a dog. Maybe we shouldn't be quite as mean to him, because he did well today. It's just not fun. And then we also got, he was talking about his girlfriend, and, this has happened a little bit in the past, but, like, we got Jack saying that, he doesn't believe that Ovi's girlfriend exists, that he made it up to hide the fact that he's probably a virgin. Like, come on. I very much share the sentiment of those that tweeted out, like, I can't wait until Ovi's girlfriend shows up at finale. Ideally, when Ovi walks out to confetti, and Jack has to look on, after going for Christy in the house, it's not fun. It's not good, and it's something that we're going to continue to talk about until it stops, because it's really not good, and especially in the sense that we're going to get to something very soon here. Maybe not quite soon enough, but I'm going to cue it up here, that obviously, David goes out first. Kemi is the next target. Then Ovi, then Jess. And then it was at least probably somebody like Cliff or maybe Nicole, who are also, of course, a little bit different, but not quite as different. But there's now a new outcast from the big group. There's a new person that that everybody doesn't like and that they want to target soon. If I gave you one guess as to who the new person that everyone doesn't like and is now being targeted is, who would you guess? Who would you guess is that person? Yeah. Yeah, I'm seeing. Yep. Bella. It's Bella. It's Bella. Of course, because of course it's Bella. Because literally all of the white people need to make sure that they are grouped together and taking out all of the minorities immediately. Just again, it doesn't look good, guys. You gotta chill here. Really. And of course, Nick is going to be falling in the house's estimation as well. But Bella is the target of the most consternation here, and we'll explain quickly as to why. And there are some legitimate reasons, but again, like, legitimate reasons or not, when you see something this, like, one after another, it's something that should be talked about and looked into, because, that's kind of hard to be a coincidence. I think, and it's unfortunate. It's unfortunate that, that it's part of this season so far. And I do hope that, that something can turn around here. I do think the house is fluid enough that it can turn around. But for now, it's very, very bad and very unfortunate. So that's what we got with Christy and Tommy. We then move on to Nick and Sam. Now, Nick and Sam are very tight. They're really starting to, especially, you know, today, they're really starting to work in tandem here. And they are talking about their various plans for the game. And they, Nick really wants Sis to be a part of the five that they're kind of trying to create here. Or at least Jack was trying to create with the stage five yesterday. Nick's line has always kind of been like, hey, I want, and this actually isn't stage five, this is a separate five. It's Nick, Jack, Sam, and Christy. And Nick wants the fifth person to be Sis, because Sis, he feels, is better at competitions than Bella. Now, this is a little bit confusing, and Nick is a little bit confusing in general, because Nick spent a long time the night before, as I mentioned yesterday, talking with Bella. Like deep conversations, like therapy-esque conversations, where he was saying like super corny things like, hey, you'll never be alone. I've got you for as long as I'm around. Like you'll be, it's, and honestly, it was cornier than that. But, I'm not one to judge corniness. You know, he was there for her and she needed it. So, you know, whatever. He was corny. But he was like, that was like an intense conversation. They have apparently kissed before. And then we also learned that maybe a little bit more than that as well. But they also kind of agreed, like, no showmance, we're just kind of friends. Or maybe we'll wait until after the house, we'll see. But then at the same time, it's like, he's obsessed with Sis. Like he keeps telling Sam that like, oh yeah, like I'm really into Sis, but I don't know if she's into me. And you know, it's just, I feel like Nick has potential in this game, but I feel like he's very distracted by the women right now. And he needs to get his head in a separate, space, I think. Yeah, he's not on Love Island. This is not Love Island, Nick. This is Big Brother. Let's get it going. So he's talking about wanting Sis in instead of Bella. And again, I don't know if that's because of his obsession with Sis, or if it's because he is kind of like hiding how close he is, or trying to hide how close he is with Bella, and therefore like not including her in this particular five, not putting all of his eggs in one basket. He kind of does the same thing with Tommy. But again, I don't know if that's because he just doesn't actually trust Tommy as much as, you know, he does Sam, or if it's because he trusts Tommy more than Sam. It's hard to tell, but my guess would be, you know, I tend to try to guess for like the lowest common denominator here. And I kind of feel like Nick's head is just a little bit in, you know, woman land. It's a little too focused on the Love Island half of the CBS schedule here. So that's what he talked about with Sam. He also talked about really wants to win the next HOH because he wants to take out Ovi. He feels like Ovi is a very, he's a house consensus target. Nick can win that HOH. He can put up Ovi. He can send Ovi home. And that means that, he has done a solid for the house, and then he doesn't have to win for a while and he'll be all right. So that's kind of his plan for now. He would love to keep people around in the house like Jess and Cliff, because he wants people like that to go after Jackson and Holly for him. He does not want to have to be the one to make that move, and he wants to keep people around that will make that move for him. And so that's why he wants to make sure he can protect Jessica and Cliff as much as he can. That's kind of where Nick's head is at right now. We're going to move forward to Jack and Christy here. Christy's finally going to come to Jack and talk to him about needing to sort of separate themselves, distance themselves a little bit. Jack is telling her finally about his idea of, or at least one of his ideas of the final five. And his pitch here is, all right, here we go. Final five. It's me, you, Tommy, Nick, And you choose the girl. Sister Holly. She does not like that. She does not like that phrasing. And she said, I don't want to have to choose between Sis and Holly. I feel like they're kind of a pair. I feel like they have like a final two, maybe. I don't want to have to separate them. And he's like, you know, well, maybe we can make it a six then. He's just so flippant about like, we got a nine, we got an eight, we got a, okay, well, let's make a five. Okay, well, hey, that's fine if it's a six. Let's make another five over here, stage five. Let's make another one over here. We got a final three. I got a final two. Within the final three, I got two final twos, and I got, I don't have a final four. Where's my final four? And I need a final seven too. We got to make one of those. So they talk about that. And then, you know, Christy, of course, lets Jack know, like, hey, we really have to, you know, chill with being seen as such a pair. C was right, says that Jack is just learning his numbers, Taryn. I don't want to stoop to Jack's level. I don't want to bully him for not knowing his numbers, but, you know, he's definitely getting there. He's getting close to having all the numbers. And Jack is just playing 5D chess. He's so good that everyone knows that he's good, which makes everyone think that he's bad because he's actually so good. Even the audience is convinced that he's bad because he's so good. That's how good he is. Yeah. Jack was not super pleased with Christy saying that they should like slow things down, chill things out a little bit. Jack is like, what are you breaking up with me? What's happening here? What are you doing? And she's like, this is good for us. We need to, you know, just not be seen together quite as much. I don't think Jack has dealt with a lot of rejection in his life. He's not pleased, but, you know, he moves on. So Sis and Holly are going to have some conversations here. Holly, freshly anti-Bellad from Kat. She's always been anti-Jack. They talk about Jack being sketchy, wanting to take a shot at Jack soon. Very sketched out by Jack. But then also, Holly says, hey, Bella's sketchy too. I heard that Bella was talking final twos with Jack and Jackson, and that, you know, they're sketchy. And I just feel like Bella's dangerous. We got to watch out for Bella. And Sis, who I like Sis, she's great. But game-wise, her contributions are generally, yeah. And that's about it. So that's about what she does. Yeah, you're right about everything that you just said. And I am fully on board with what you said. Yes, good. So Sis is now anti-Bella. It's spreading. All right, so... Nick and Sam are going to talk some more. This is when they talked about Sis and how Nick is into her, but he's not sure that she's into him and so on and so forth. Bella is going to talk with Christy. And now this is going to be the big moment here. They're bonding. This should be a good moment for Bella, but she doesn't handle it super well. They're talking about the plan and, you know, like what they're going to do in the back door and all of that. And Bella, now I need you to remember that Bella is the reason Kemi is in danger in the first place. Now, we don't know all of the facts completely, but from what I have managed to sort of piece together, basically, Kemi, so Jackson volunteered to be camp director. Kemi did not want Jackson to be camp director. Kemi wanted Jessica to be camp director. So Kemi voted for Jessica to be camp director. Then Jackson became camp director and Kemi did not really go to Jackson, did not really talk to him. And so Jackson chose Kemi as one of the people to be banished. Kemi was not very pleased with Jackson being chosen to be one of the people banished and talked to somebody that she thought was her friend, Bella, about it. And was like, hey, that Jackson, you know, he's somebody that I would go after. He banished me. We got to watch out for him and Jack. They're dangerous. And then Bella went and told Jack and Jackson about what Kemi said, because they were kind of like a final three at the time. Still technically probably are. But Bella exposed what Kemi said about them. And then I think a little bit more happened that we don't super know about. But that turned Jack and Jackson against Kemi, and then they subsequently turned the rest of the house against Kemi. There was something involved with Ovi as well, and I think that there was a little bit of a confrontation that that perhaps Kemi didn't handle well, but it's hard to know, especially given the nature of this house. And so, you know, things escalated from there. But the key point here is that Bella was the primary cause of Kemi being in this situation, or at least that's what it seems like from our perspective right now. We'll hopefully learn more in the episodes. Now we are going to take a quick break for our sponsors, and we'll be right back. And we're back. So let's get back to the show. But now Bella is finally starting to realize that Kemi is valuable to her. And like, this is what, since day one of the live feed updates, I have been like, what is Bella doing? Why is she selling Kemi out? Kemi is great for her. A few days later now, she is finally starting to realize that Kemi is kind of good for her. And she's starting to consider the idea that maybe she should be thinking about ways to protect Kemi. Maybe she can think about, okay, how can we maybe keep Kemi around? But it's as Kelly in the chat points out, it's too much, too little, too late, because she is not prepared. She's not like coming at this with a plan. It's mostly just like, oh, I wonder if maybe I should keep Kemi around. And then she's floating ideas out there, thinking that it's subtle, but it's not. And so when she's talking with Christy about the plan, and she's saying things like, well, I mean, we don't have to take Bella out. We don't have to take Kemi out. We don't have to be doing this. I mean, Kemi is actually not that bad. It's like a half measure almost, and it's the worst possible way that she could be going about it. And it's also the worst possible timing, because it's the night before the veto is going to take place, probably. And right before, you know, Christy is going to do this. If you're going to flip the vote to save Kemi, you need to do it after everything has already happened. And Kemi is able to, you know, go up to Christy and say, no hard feelings, I hope we can work together. Then Bella can go up to Christy and be like, why are we still taking Kemi out when she still wants to work with us? Why are we doing Jack's work for him? That's when I think it could work. Doing it now is tough, because, they've already talked about using the veto. It's kind of last minute to change the veto plans, but it's also too early to talk about wanting to keep Kemi around when Christy's main concern is, I'm about to backdoor this woman and she's going to hate me. And if she hates me, then why would I want to keep her? My main concern is that if I put her on the block, I need to make sure she goes home. And so Bella talking about, well, we don't need to send Kemi home, we could send Kat home, that's like a direct threat to Christy in her eyes. She feels like, well, if you flip the vote, then that's bad for me, because Kemi's coming for me if I put her up. So Christy does not like that. There are a few other things in this conversation that don't go well for Bella as well. They're talking about the eights, and Bella is like, oh, yeah, who's in that again? Which, like, I get, but doesn't strike a good chord with Christy. And so she does not come away from this feeling good at all. They are also, during this, again, should be bonding time. Bella's going to be piercing her own nose, which, you know, Yep. And then they're going to be going around and showing people that Bella pierced her own nose. And I had the same reaction that everyone else did. They were like, look how badass Bella is. Look, she pierced her own nose. But most of them were just like, are you okay? Do you need some like alcohol or something? Like, that was me. I was like, and also because I had to watch it. Look, you know, piercings happen, but you know, just I prefer that they're done in a professional setting where, like, I was just worried that she was gonna, it's gonna get infected or like. I get that it's not like a major thing. I do. And she did have it already pierced like years ago. But I felt like they should have at least given them some like, I don't know. It was weird that they let them just do this. Anyway, they're going around and they're showing off the fact that Bella has, self-pierced. And, they stumble into a bedroom where Jack and Kemi are having a conversation. Why did this happen? Rewind. Kemi asked Jack to have a conversation and they went into the bedroom. I know it wasn't like a huge reveal or anything, but that was why they were there. They were having a conversation. Nothing of substance really happening in this conversation. But it really sketches Christy out when she happens to stumble upon Jack having a conversation with Kemi, who is apparently the person that he wants out, that she is doing for him essentially. So she starts freaking out, and she's been talking smack about Jack again with Bella this whole time. And Bella's like, yeah, Jack is the worst. You're right. And so now that they've both seen him talking with Kemi, Christy is very freaked out. Whoa, what is he doing talking to Kemi? What is happening here? Does he have some sort of secret plan? Am I getting, smoked here? Like what is happening? I don't like this. She grabs Sis. They talk to Holly. Kat is there too. They go up in the HOH room. She's like, what is he doing? She is, again, I want to be very clear here. I want to make sure that you understand. She is freaking out. She is very, very upset about this whole situation. I can't believe him that he would talk to her. Like, what is happening here? I never even go into that bedroom, and I happened to go into that bedroom and I saw what he was doing. Like, this guy, he thinks he's so slick. Like, he is not a better player than me. And they're all talking smack about Jack because Holly has always been anti-Jack. Sis has, of course, been converted to anti-Jack because she's like, yeah. And so they're all talking smack about Jack. And in particular, there's one thing that I don't like that they're doing. They're like, and it's so sketchy that he can't talk about his family. Like, oh, they all couldn't sign the waivers. Come on. What's happening there? Like, all right, we don't have to go into his personal life. Let's chill about that. But they're really, really talking the Jack smack, as Priya in the chat says. Very, very anti-Jack. And so Christy's like, I don't even want to backdoor Kemi. It's because Jack wants to backdoor. I don't even want to backdoor Kemi. And Sis is like, yeah, then don't do it. Because so this is like, if you ever watched Veep, I'm currently watching Veep. There's like this one woman that she brings in that just like never says anything of substance and just like, well, that's a good point on one hand. And then on the other hand is another thing. Like that's Sis. She like just never really actually contributes, but they haven't caught on. Sis is a team player. Yeah. She's a soccer player. She's on the team. I kind of love it right now. We'll see how far that goes. Sis says, then don't put Kemi up. And at this point we're like, oh boy, this is crazy. This might not even happen. And so there's legitimate talk about potentially not even having the veto used, not even putting Kemi on the block. Now, if this happened, It's actually not great for Cliff, because there has also been talk that Cliff mentioned that he might put up Christy and Jack. And that came from, I believe, Kemi, who told Bella. And then Bella, of course, ratted to the rest of the group. So yet again, Bella putting everyone's favorite players in jeopardy. Thanks, Bella. I don't want to say everyone's. But Cliff is certainly well-liked in the community, at least in this community. I mean, he's part of it. If this happens, if Kemi doesn't go on the block, then it's actually not great for Cliff, because, Kat is not necessarily the consensus target there, at least from Christy's perspective. However, I do believe that he would still have a very good chance to stay. None of that is relevant, though, because the veto is still going to be used for now. This is not going to actually happen here. So, there are people. Who is Sis? Sis is Annalise. Annalise is Sis. They almost always call her Sis. Sometimes they call her Annalise. You gotta stick with one, guys. Please stop. Please. I just need to have consistency in my notes. But it's mostly Sis. So that's what I'm going with for now. All right. So we then get, Kat is freaking out. Veto's not going to be used. Like, what's happening? Why is Jack talking to Kemi? What's happening? Oh my God. They're conspiring against me. It's a conspiracy. These conversations happen daily from what we've seen, at least between Kat and Jackson, where, Jackson is just like, look, Kat, you just gotta chill. Everything's going to be fine. There's no reason. Nobody is going to take you out. Everything is totally cool. You just need to be calm. She's like, what if they want to keep Kemi? Nobody is going to keep Kemi in this house. What if Bella does not have any control? Don't worry about it. Jack is fine. Everyone's fine. It's all going to be okay. You just need to calm down. Okay. So we're all good. Jackson calms her down. Meanwhile, Bella is going to be talking with Nick in the hammock. There's going to be a big workout that's happening. Everybody's working out, or most of them are working out, except for Bella and Nick, who are in the hammock watching everyone work out and very clearly scheming. Like, I had my feeds up because they were all just working out and nobody was really saying anything. And so I had them muted. And then immediately I saw when it switched to Bella and Nick in the hammock. I was just like, oh, look, scheming. And so I unmuted the feeds and lo and behold, they were scheming. So they were watching people work out and, again, very clearly scheming and talking about, various things. Bella explains what she was talking with Christy about and saying that Christy is very upset with Jack and that Jack is somebody that they need to watch out for. Now, Nick is very close with Jack. He's in, like, four different final fives with him. So Nick is kind of not really sold on the anti-Jack stuff, but Bella's going to push it pretty hard. She says that Jack has Sam on his radar, and she knows that Nick likes Sam a lot. And so, Nick is like, maybe if Jack is up against Jackson, maybe we can take out Jack at some point. He's not really sold. He still likes Jack. He still wants Jack in the game. Like many people in the house, he wants to use Jack as a nice big old shield in front of him. And he feels like he's able to do that. So he's not super sold on that anti-Jack stuff. However, he does, again, talk more about final fives, final sixes. In this conversation, he mentions wanting Sis in the alliance and also wanting Sam. He says that he trusts Sam the most and that he would leave Tommy out of it because Tommy has other connections. He'll be fine. So we'll leave Tommy out of it. It's, again, he's sort of like leaving his closest allies out of particular alliances. I don't know how intentional this is or if it's just a reflection of who he actually trusts the most. But it's a little weird, but we'll see. We'll see what's going on with Nick. So they talk about that. And then Bella starts also talking about the fact that that Kemi is kind of good for them. Like, why are they taking out Kemi? Especially if Nick is eventually talking about taking a shot at Jackson and Holly. Kat is a number for Jackson. Kemi is a number for Bella. So by extension, Nick. And Nick is initially not super sold on that line of thinking, but it does get him thinking. And it starts him thinking about, that's kind of something to consider. This is what I've been trying to tell them for days. Like, okay, we're finally here. We're finally starting to get this. The problem here is that as they are finally, like, slowly coming to this realization and, like, just starting to test the waters, the other side is immediately jumping to, we know exactly what they're doing. Bella's going to get Nick to flip and then try to keep Kemi. And then they're going to try to keep Kemi because Bella has Kemi and they want to take out Kat because Kat's a number for Jackson. And oh my God, we need to stomp this out. They did not move very quickly, and the other side moved very quickly, as we'll quickly find out here. Because Bella's going to go to Tommy and pitch, floats the idea out to Tommy about keeping Kemi. Tommy is basically like, I don't know. And then we're finally going to get to this big conversation in the HOH room where Christy, Jack, Bella, and Sis are going to talk with, or are going to talk amongst themselves. But mostly it's an interrogation of Jack. So Christy is going to be, hey, Jack, what's going on with this conversation between you and Kemi? What was happening there? And Jack says, hey, she cornered me. She wanted to talk to me. What am I supposed to say? Of course I talked to her, but don't worry. She's clueless. She knows nothing. Meanwhile, Kemi's downstairs like, I think I'm getting backdoored, guys. She's clueless. She knows nothing. Trust me. I know these things. He makes sure to reiterate as often as possible how much he doesn't like Kemi, how much he even says, I hate her so much. I want you to know that and understand that. I really hate Kemi. Like, I get what he's doing, but geez, dude. She's like, so there's no weirdness going on? No, I hate her. Okay. I mean, you don't have to hate her. It's like, game hater. I hate her in the game. She's a great person. I hate her in the game. She's clueless. I don't know where she got to go. Jack is overdramatic. Jackson is going to come into this conversation later, which we'll talk about. And he's going to be like, dude, calm down. T levels are high right now because they were just pumping iron. And when you're pumping iron, buddy says your T levels are too high, that's when you know you're out of control, Jack. Anyway, the interrogation continues. Christy just really wants to make sure that they're on the same page. She's very concerned that if she nominates Kemi, that somebody like Jack, like Bella, these people are going to get together, they're going to flip the vote, and then she's going to be on the hook for nominating Kemi, and Kemi is going to be targeting her. Kelly wants to know what T levels are. I'm talking about testosterone. So that's what she's concerned about. And she's really pressing hard on Jack. Like, I don't want to be on the hook for this. I don't even want to backdoor Kemi. This is for the Alliance. And if the Alliance is not going to be backing me up, then I that's not good for me. I'm not going to be used like that. And Jack is like, no. Look, if you don't want to backdoor Kemi, you don't have to. We can get rid of Kat. That's fine. And she's like, well, no, that's not. We can do Kat or we can do Kemi. I just want to make sure that nothing's gonna flip and that nobody's gonna go. Nobody's gonna go against this. And Jack's like, no, we're fine. No, we're not gonna go against this. We got the numbers. They count the numbers. They count 8 votes. And this is when Christy brings up that she feels like Bella is not a number for them, that Bella is trying to keep Kemi around. She's, I was talking to Bella. She was like, I don't even know who the eight are. Who's in the eight? And that she was trying to talk about like, oh, we don't need to keep or to get rid of Kemi. I don't trust that Bella's a vote for us. They're like, okay, well, we got, that's fine though. We got us, we got Jackson, we got Nick. She's like, I don't know. I feel like Bella is going to be able to sway Nick. I feel like Nick, they use some terms that are gross, that he is blinded by certain parts of anatomy of Bella. And they feel like he is going to be swayed by Bella. And so that Nick, they're not counting as a vote for them either. And so they're trying to continue to count votes, trying to figure this out. By the way, like, listening to these people have a conversation, in particular, like Jack and Christy, drives me nuts because they don't listen to each other. They just like yell at each other a lot, where like Jack will be like, all right, so we're on the same page, right? And Chris will be like, wait, it's not about being on the same page. You need to be on the same page as me. And he'll be like, right. And they'll be like, we got to talk votes. Do we have, it's not about votes. It's not about votes. It's about numbers. And they just interrupt each other. They don't listen to each other. They just keep talking over each other. Like Jack explained a bunch of times, like, I did not have a I had the conversation with Kemi. There was nothing of substance there. And Chrissy's like, it's not about that. I just want to make sure that we're all on the same page. I just want to make sure that we are good, that everything's fine. It's like, everything is totally fine. Good. Cause I just want to make sure that everything's fine. That's all I need to know. It's like, everything is fine. Good. Because I just need to make sure that we're good and that everything is fine. It's like, God, stop this. That's seriously what it's like listening to these people. All right. Sorry. So Jackson joins them. Jack is like, hey, oh, Jackson can back me up. I told him right after what the conversation with Kemi. Jackson, what did I tell you my conversation with Kemi was? And this is when Jackson was like, dude, I just needed some water. Jackson, tell them. And Chris says, I believe you. You looked me in the eye. I believe you. You don't need to prove it. I believe you. He's like, oh, Jackson, tell them. No, I believe you. Stop. So annoying. Anyway, Jackson's a part of this conversation now. They tell him, they get him up to speed a bit. And the consensus kind of comes around to Bella is bad news. She is manipulative. She is the one that put Kemi in this situation in the first place. And now she's talking about, all of this stuff. This is when Holly is going to butt in with, hey guys, I mean, I just found out some information about Bella that she was talking, and I heard this from Kat, that she was talking about Jack and Jackson as a final two, and that there are other side alliances going on, and they're like, oh my God, Bella is so, wow, she is the worst. I cannot believe this, Bella. And so they are very, very, the anti-Bella. It started with Kat. It went to Bella. Or sorry, it started with Kat. It went to Holly. Spread to Sis. Then Bella sort of, got herself in a little bit of trouble with Christy. And then it's now spread to Jack and Jackson. And they're all anti-Bella. And Nick, who spent all workout hanging out with Bella in the hammock, has now got a little bit of that tarnish on him. Nick is in trouble. They're talking about, okay, those two are on the outs in our eight. This is the six. It's us five, Christy, Jack, Jackson, Holly, and Sis, plus Tommy. We're the core six. Those two are on the outs. So they start talking about that. And it gets to the point where Christie's like, you know what? I want to backdoor Bella. You know, I would almost want to backdoor Bella right now. And, you know, I would do that if I weren't concerned that she has the power. Because Bella apparently competed in the first whack-tacular, whack-titious, whack-funky competition. And has the first whack-tacular power. And so they're concerned about that. So she doesn't feel like she's able to backdoor Bella because she might have some kind of whack-tation power. And that's, you know, then things will go wrong. So plan is still Kemi, but Bella is really on the outs here. So that's not on the table, but Jackson kind of interrupts with, all right. How about this? What if we just replaced Nick and Bella with Kat and Cliff? I like those two. We like those two. They're going to be easier to beat in competitions. They're easier. They're not schemers. Why not just do that? And they're actually kind of not super opposed. The only qualm Christy has is what she heard about Cliff and the fact that he mentioned nominating her and Jack. Jackson says, well, hey, don't tell anybody I told you this, but Cliff wants to work with me. He approached me. He said, hey, nobody would suspect this because you banished me, but it would be great for us to work together. And then Christy's like, yes, so that's perfect. It makes sense then why he would want to nominate me and Jack so that he can separate us from you. So yeah, that's good. And Jackson's like, yeah, but if I'm close to him, then I can talk him down from that ledge. She's like, yeah, but he'd want to separate us. And he's like, but I mean, if I'm like his closest ally, then I can, you know, I can make sure he doesn't do that. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So that's in consideration. This is good for Cliff. It's good for Cliff. Although not the greatest, that like clearly everything that Cliff has ever said gets out to everyone. You can see now why he is so like, this is hard, guys. Like, he can't make a single move without everybody knowing about it. And so the fact that he hasn't been like totally caught and on the outs completely and being targeted soon is a minor miracle here. And good on Cliff. Good on Cliff. So that's about where they stand there. This is all, of course, very frustrating from the perspective of wanting to keep Kemi around, and very frustrating from the perspective of wanting this big group to break up, because this was kind of a bonding moment for these five plus Tommy, who wasn't really there, but still got included. And in particular, and this was really bad in my opinion on Christy's part, I really feel like Christy has my opinion of Christy has lowered in terms of her game ability here, because what she ends up doing is bonding Jack and Jackson back together here. They had been really separating because we are going to learn that Jackson told Jack about his relationship with Kat. And then Jack went ahead and told Christy about it. And Jackson felt really betrayed. Jackson felt really like his trust had been broken. So that there was a rift there, and Holly was really feeding into that because Jackson is close with Holly, and this sort of duo of dudes was a bit broken, and this whole sort of thing was crumbling, and it was looking like the real power structure in the house was going to be Bella, Nick, Tommy, and Christy, like really running the house, like solidly. But instead, Christy just got so caught up on the Jack thing and brought this thing up and now is anti-Bella and was so worried about nominating Kemi and having Kemi stay that she is willing to sort of like jump back into this pool that after this big confrontation, this big conversation, Jackson and Jack are going to go to the boat room and they're going to make up. they're going to, you know, get out their differences because this whole thing has happened and they're now reaffirming that they're a tight six. And now they're reaffirming these two, their tight bond, minus Bella. And Jackson's like, look, you know, I just want to make sure I can trust you because, you know, it really hurt when you told Christy about the whole, you know, the whole thing with me and Kat. And they take their first steps toward like bonding back together. And so instead of Christy having Jack, which it seemed like might be the case, it seems like it's more back to the case of Jack and Jackson. And even Nick is kind of losing his connection a little bit here with Jack because of his connection to Bella. So I told you it was going to be a rocky ride. We went from like one state of affairs to everything's going crazy to sort of back where we started a little bit. So we'll see where we go from here. Of course, during all of this, Nick is going to be talking with Tommy and Sam is there as well. And they're floating the idea of keeping Kemi. Again, they're really slow on the draw here. It's far too little too late. Tommy is mostly taking the stance of let's not rock the boat. It's early. We don't want to piss people off. Let's calm down here. So Jack is then going to talk to Tommy after his conversation with Jackson, and he's going to basically fill him in on what was going on in the HOH room earlier with the five, which includes Tommy to make six. And he says that, you know, Bella has been really sketching people out. Tommy loves Bella. Now, Tommy is the one person who could maybe do something with this and maybe reintegrate Nick and Bella into the fold, because that's good for Tommy. Tommy's not in a great position if this is really, truly the six. I say that Tommy's in the best position in the house, hands down, bar none, no question. I think he's probably the best player in the house, because even with this solid six, he has a final two with Jack. He has a final three with Jack and Christy. He's got deals with Jackson. He's, you know, close with Bella and Sis. He's close with Nick. He's close with Bella. Tommy's fine, but it's better for him with Bella and Nick involved. So we'll see what happens there. So they talk about that. They say that, Tommy lets Jack know that Nick and Sam have approached him and Bella have approached him about potentially keeping, Kemi in the game, but he told them no, he told them not to rock the boat and he shut it down. So that's going to be fine. And he made sure to let Jack know that he was happy that Jack felt comfortable coming to him, with this Bella information, even though he knew that he was close with Bella. So Tommy is also trying to make sure that he lets people know that they can come to him even when he's close with those people. So I don't know how hard he'll fight for them or how hard he feels he'll be able to fight for Bella, but, you know, he's also just kind of playing his own game here. So he does do a little bit of work. He kind of lets Jack know, like, well, we can still keep Nick and Bella in the loop, but, you know, we will just know that they're a little bit on the outs now. So Tommy is, you know, he's very much a force of stability in the house. It's funny because Tommy and Christy are very opposite in this regard. Like, Christy is a force of chaos in the house, especially when she's in power. She's all over the place. But Tommy is very stabilizing. He's really just trying to keep things nice and mostly stable because he's in a great spot with that stability. He's prepared for the chaos, but he's also trying to make sure that things stay nice and smooth. And so I imagine that's what we're going to see him work on today on the feeds. Finally, we're going to get a little bit of Kemi. As I mentioned, Kemi has been starting to get a little suspicious throughout the day, especially after her conversation with Jack. She's starting to feel like she might get nominated. She just got a really weird vibe from Jack, who insisted that she was clueless. And she is having a conversation with Nicole about it. She says she feels like she's just a little bit concerned about that. And she wants to talk to Christy about it. So she approaches Christy. She asks if she can talk. And Christy says, not right now. We can talk in the morning. And Christy is then going to tell some other people, I believe Sis and Holly or somebody, that this is she's going to lie to Kemi in the morning. She's not going to tell her that she's going to go up on the block. So this is probably not going to be a very productive conversation quite yet. But if Kemi has the right intuition about how to play this, if she sets this up well enough that she can talk to Christy ahead of time and say, hey, I would love to work with you, and try to forge some kind of connection, even though Christy is lying to her. And then after being nominated, follows through with that and says, hey, I understand. I hope that I can stay. And if I do, I would love to still work with you. That's when I feel like that might help crack things open again, even though they have been stitched together a little bit. But it's a tough road here for Kemi. This is not looking good. So that's about where we leave off here for the day. Let me know if you have any questions in the chat. This was a bit of a long one here already, so we'll probably start wrapping up soon. But I told you, it's a rocky road. Rocky road today on the feeds. There's a lot going on and a lot of moving pieces here. And you know, I just, there's some ugliness going on. It's a good sign for Ovi. Ovi did join that conversation in the HOH room after most of it had gone down. There's apparently a fake final five with Ovi included in one of them. As I mentioned, the women are going to talk about Ovi a little bit after he leaves. That's when they say, oh, he did well today. So I feel like he's falling a little bit on the target list. You know, there's so many things going on that the only person that's like really actively targeting Ovi right now is Nick and Sam to some degree. And Jack would probably maybe target him. But a lot of people are going after Jess first, is particularly, you know, Jackson and his crew. And then, of course, there are all of these cracks in this foundation of the alliance. If Nick and Bella catch wind that they are on the outs, which I imagine Nick will catch on to because he seems to be competent enough, I think, to recognize that that's happening, then we'll hopefully get some kind of war going on. There's definitely still enough people for Nick and Bella and Sam, if they are really firmly on the outs, to start forging some kind of counter, you know, some kind of resistance, if they pick up people like Nicole and Jess, and try to get the vote for Kemi to stay. It's possible. The problem is, I think Kemi in that situation needs Ovi's vote, and that relationship has soured because of apparently some of the things that Kemi have said about Ovi. So we'll see. We'll see. But, you know, Lots of stuff going on here. Carly wants to know, was Nicole doing anything that mattered? Not particularly. Nicole is definitely the most low key person, really in the cast so far. It seemed like she was trying to suck up to the major group, but I'm not sure that's really even the case anymore. She's mostly just hanging out and trying not to be noticed, is my read on that situation. I believe her father had a birthday today, and she made a cute little message to him. So that was fun. Let's see here. Do Ovi and Cliff have a final two deal? I think that they had a bond, and I think that Cliff has kind of walked that back a little bit because he doesn't want to be dragged down by Ovi. But I would expect that if Ovi gets back into some good graces, that Cliff would be happy to go and work with him again. So I do think that bond still exists, but it's a little bit strained at the moment. Nicole is in her bubble. Yes. Will there be a buyback with David? It's very difficult to tell. They said it's never been done before, so I've no idea how to predict what's going to happen with David. But that's another thing. Cliff talked about feeling bad for David, and he actually said he hopes that there's a battle back for David, because he doesn't think anybody should have to go out that way. He's like, even though it's bad for me to have another person come back, I hope you get another shot, David. So Cliff is pulling for David to come back. Ovi and Tommy is the most pure friendship, even though they yelled at each other. Let's see here. Do I think the David thing is related to the activity? I don't think so. I feel like it's separate, but Because basically what happens with the, whack-a-mole competition is that they signed up for certain ones. And so they're all, you know, certain, like there were like four or five people that competed in the first one. There's going to be four or five people that compete in the second one, you know, five people that compete in the third one. And they're assuming that they just get powers, but I don't know how that would relate to the David situation, unless there were continual, you know, camp directors and banishments for the first 3 to 4 evictions. So I'm not sure what that connection could be. Which house guest is in the strongest position right now? I think Tommy for sure. I think Tommy is undeniably in the best position. Things are very shifty in this house. They move around a lot. So I can't say that that's going to stay in place for a long time, but I do believe that he is doing the best. And I really, really like what I hear from him when he talks. Honestly, again, my biggest complaint from Tommy is that he's talking to other people when he's saying these very smart things, which I'm not super fond of. He's really showing a lot of his cards, especially to Christy. I feel like Christy could be his downfall, even though she is a huge asset to him in the game. Let's see here. What do I think of Holly's game? Holly has definitely impressed me in terms of my expectations of her when preseason to now. She did have a good amount of influence in the anti-Bella movement. That's why I said I don't know if I should credit Kat for flipping Holly against Bella or Holly for flipping basically everyone else against Bella. But Holly is fitting in well. She's included in most of these final sixes, final fives. The only person that's really against Holly at the moment is the Nick sort of contingent, that she is very visibly close to Jackson and that is threatening to somebody like Nick. And so I don't know if this is just like she's just kind of like hanging out and she happens to be in a good spot because she's pretty good socially, or if she is actually going to be a contender in the game. I think we won't find that out until she's in a position to really either make some moves or she starts to branch out and make other connections beyond the ones that she has right now. Let's see. Ready for the war already, right? Yeah. They did speculate that Nick was a poker player, which I thought was very funny. He's definitely a poker player. He has a terrible poker face. He can't hide it. People is speculating about these people all the time. And they're always wrong. So weird. What are the chances Kemi stays? Yeah, they're not great right now, but I do still think that there's a lot of room to maneuver here. So I don't think she's quite dead yet, but it's not looking super great. Who do I think has the power? I can't even remember. I haven't really bothered speculating that much because whatever. We're going to find out soon. Nobody said anything, really, except for Sam. Who would I like to see win the next HOH? Hands down, Ovi. I need to see people have to deal with Ovi in a position of power. I need to see it happen. I need it. All right. That's what I got for you today. That's what I got. I hope you guys enjoyed being the co-host for today's update. I will be back tomorrow with Kirsten, and Liana will be able to start the Saturday updates. I believe she said the 13th. I think. I'll know later. I'll probably do some kind of stream on Twitch today. So if you want to find me on Twitch, it's twitch.tv/Taren Armstrong. And we're going to have the Sunday night recap tomorrow night. Of course, I'll be back tomorrow morning at 11 a.m. Eastern to update you on everything that happens today on the Big Brother 21 live feeds. And then Monday night, we will have our first roundtable of the season. We'll rate these players. I've got some crazy things planned for the stock watch, which will probably mostly be an off podcast thing. I've heard from a lot of people that it's sometimes a little bit difficult to follow. So we'll mostly be paying attention to the leaderboard rather than following each individual buy and sell sort of thing. But we'll still be rating the players and talking about prices and all of that good stuff. So lots of fun stuff heading our way for the roundtable and everything else this week. Hope you guys have enjoyed this rocky update. And I will see you next time.